James chapter 3, All-Star Bible. Not many should become teachers, my brothers, knowing the responsibility of receiving a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's mature, able to also control the whole body. Bridle bits and horse mouths enable us to lead by navigating control. And consider ships. Though very large and driven by fierce winds, they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So too, the tongue is a tiny part of the body, yet it boasts wildly. Consider how it only takes a spark to set a whole forest ablaze. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but nobody can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. Blessing and cursing from the same mouth? Say it ain't so. Can fresh water and salt water flow out of the same spring? Can a fig tree yield olives or a grapevine figs? No more than salt water can yield fresh water. Are any of you wise and understanding? Show that your actions are good with a humble lifestyle that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor in your hearts bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, don't boast and attack the truth with lies. Earthly demonic thinking ain't from heaven. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and everything that is evil. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering without hypocrisy. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.